Welcome in. Today we're building a proper DJ style transition, but fully produced inside Ableton Live 12, for that stepper drum and bass vibe with old school jungle flavor and a sunrise set emotional lift. This is beginner friendly, and we're going to stay mainly stock. The big idea is, you don't need a million tricks. You need one clear story arc, a few strong sampling moves, and clean automation that makes the drop feel like it just got twice as big. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar transition that goes, rolling groove into tension, into lift, into pre-drop pressure, and then a clean drop reset. Alright, open Live 12 and let's set the stage. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere 170 to 174 is home base for this, but 172 is a sweet spot. Now make your life easy. Create groups, one for drums, one for bass, one for music like pads or melody, one for FX or Atmos, and keep your master clean for now. No limiter while we're building. You want headroom so your effects don't lie to you. Quick coach note, transitions get messy when you automate 20 individual tracks. Groups are your best friend, because you can do one filter move and it feels like a DJ mixer sweep, instantly. Before we even automate, do a quick beginner gain staging pass. Aim for your drum group peaking around minus 6 dB. Music group around minus 10 to minus 8. FX and Atmos around minus 14 to minus 10. That's not a strict rule, it's just a clean starting point so your return tracks don't explode when you start sending reverb and delays. Now let's build the drum foundation using sampling, because jungle energy starts there. Grab a break sample. Any classic style break will do. Drag it onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to 1/16th. Then make sure it loops tight at 1 bar or 2 bars. If the loop feels like it's stumbling, nudge your start marker until it locks. Once it's tight, right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by Transience is perfect. Live will create a drum rack filled with slices of the break. Now we're going to program a simple stepper pattern, but with jungle swing texture. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on that drum rack. Put your kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Put your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your backbone. Now the jungle part. Add a few ghost notes from the sliced break. Quiet little in between hits. Maybe a soft snare tick before the main snare, or a tiny kick ghost that pushes into beat 3. Keep them low in velocity. Think movement, not more loud. For groove, open the groove pool and try an MPC 16 swing, somewhere around 55 to 58. Apply it at 30 to 50%. If your groove suddenly feels like it's leaning too hard, back it off. We want bounce, not drunkenness. Goal check. You should have a clean stepper pulse that rolls, plus just enough break dirt to say old school without losing punch. Now let's build the sunrise bed. Atmosphere plus a warm pad. On an audio track, drop in an ambient texture. This could be field recording, final noise, jungle intro haze, anything with character. Warp it in complex or complex pro if it's tonal. Then put a Q8 on it and high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. This is important. Your low end is sacred in DNB. Atmos lives above the subs. If you forget this, your build will feel huge, but your drop will feel small because the sub never really left. Next, create a pad. Use wave-eatable or analog. Pick something warm, not too bright. Add reverb, decay around 4 to 7 seconds, pre-delay around 20 to 35 milliseconds, and keep the dry slash wet around 15 to 25%. We're not trying to drown it yet. We're trying to create space that we can control. After reverb, add auto filter on the pad. Low-pass mode. Start the cutoff somewhere around 700 to 1.5k. We're going to automate this later to open up towards sunrise. For chords, keep it simple. A minor progression like I to VI to Roman 7 works beautifully for emotional DNB. If you don't know theory, here's the cheat. Pick three chords that feel like longing and repeat them. The emotion comes more from movement and texture than complexity. Now we build the transition spine. 32 bars. Go into arrangement view and create a 32-bar section. Drop markers or just label it mentally. Bars 1 to 16 is tension. Bars 17 to 24 is lift. Bars 25 to 32 is pre-drop. Bar 33 is the drop. Let's start with bars 1 to 16. For bars 1 to 8, let the full groove run. Drums and bass are in. Pad can be subtle or even off. From bars 9 to 16, we start transition moves. And here's a key mindset. You're going to make the drop feel louder mostly through contrast, not by turning everything up. First move, the bass air gap. On the bass group, add utility. Automate the gain down gradually. Around bar 13, pull it down about 2 dB, by bar 15, maybe 6 dB, and then on the last beat of bar 16, kill it to minus infinity for a quarter bar or half bar. That tiny gap is pure anticipation. The listener doesn't always consciously notice it, but their body does. Second move, a DJ-style filter ride on the drums. On the drums group, add auto filter, low pass mode. Add a touch of drive, like 2-6%, and resonance around 10-20%. Now automate the cutoff from basically open at bar 9, like 18K, down to somewhere around 1.5K-3K by bar 16. This is the classic we're going somewhere cue. And notice what we're doing, we're taking away brightness and low-end weight, so when the drop resets, the transients and subs feel like they punch through a wall. Quick warning, don't filter everything at once. If drums, pads, and teasers are all filtered, the whole mix gets thin and small. Choose one main filter move that's clearly the star. For beginners, that's usually the drum group filter. Now bar 17 to 24, the lift. This is where the sunrise emotion happens. First, a break tease. Duplicate a clean break loop onto a new audio track. Put auto filter on it in bandpass mode. Set the frequency around 1-2.5K, resonance around 20-35%. Bring it in quietly at bar 17 and slowly raise it toward bar 24. This is such a jungle move, you're hinting at break science without committing yet. It's like showing the crowd the record you're about to pull out. Next, open the pad filter. Automate the pads. Auto filter cutoff from around 800 Hz at bar 17 up to maybe 4K, to 8K by bar 24. You're literally opening the sky. That's the sunrise feeling. Now add an emotional vocal stab. Take a short vocal phrase. An ah, yeah, one time. Anything short. Drop it into simpler. Set simpler to one-shot mode. Turn on snap. And add a tiny fade out to avoid clicks. Put delay on it. Or echo if you prefer the character. Ping-pong delay feels wide and uplifting. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 20-35%, and filter out the low end under 200 Hz so it doesn't cloud the kick and bass. Place that vocal stab around bar 20 and bar 23. Think of it like punctuation. You're telling the listener, pay attention, the moment is coming. Poach tip, do call and response with your vocal. Make one version dry and short, and another version washed and long using a return send. Use the dry one earlier, then the wet one later. It feels like the room is opening up. Now bar is 25 to 32, pre-drop. This is where tension becomes physical. We'll do three main things, snare roll, riser, and an air pocket. Start with the snare roll. Create a MIDI track with a snare sample. You can even use a snare slice from the break to keep it authentic. Program a roll that increases density over time. Bar 25, use 8th notes. By bar 27, move to 16ths. And in the last bar, bar 31 into 32, do 30 seconds, but only for that last bar so it feels special. Automate velocity to rise slightly. Don't max it. If you slam velocity at 127 the whole time, you lose dynamics and it becomes a hissy blur. Add saturator on the snare roll track. Drive 2-6 dB, soft clip on. If it gets harsh, use a Q8. A small dip around 3-5K contain pain and a tiny boost around 180-240 Hz can add body if it's too thin. Now the riser. Make a white noise riser with Waveatable's noise oscillator, or just use a noise sample in simpler. Add auto filter in high pass mode. Tweep from around 150 Hz up to 6K or even 10K by the end. Add reverb with a bigger decay, like 8-12 seconds, and keep it controlled, maybe 20-35% wet. Automate its volume up into bar 32. If you want a riser that feels emotional, not just whoosh, layer a tonal riser too. Take your pad, freeze and flatten. Grab one sustained note, put it in simpler, and automate transpose up 7-12 semitones over 8 bars. That pitch rise hits people in the chest. It's subtle, but it's the sunrise trick. Now the most important part, the air pocket and the reset. Right before the drop, in the last 1/8 or quarter note, mute the drums. Just a micro silence. Let a reverb tail or vocal delay tail hang for a split second, but remove the punch. This is what makes the drop feel massive without you touching the master volume. On bar 33, place an impact sample right on the first beat, then EQ it. High pass around 30-40 Hz so it doesn't add useless sub rumble, and use utility to turn it down if it's threatening your headroom. Impacts should be felt, not be the loudest thing in the whole track. Now we glue the whole transition with a dedicated transition FX boss, because this is one of the easiest ways to sound produced fast. Create a return track and name it TransFX. Put hybrid reverb on it. Hall algorithm. Decay 6-10 seconds. Lo cut around 200 HC. After that, an echo set the time to quarter dotted or 1/8. Feedback 25 to 45, a little modulation if you want movement. Then put auto filter after echo, and high pass around 150 HC to keep the return clean. Now, during the lift, send your vocal stab, your break tees, and occasional pad hits into that return. Automate the send amounts so the space grows toward bar 24 and bar 32. But here's the key move beginners forget. Automate those sends down right before the drop. If your reverb is still exploding at bar 33, the drop won't slap. The drop needs to be comparatively dry and tight. Alright, now let's make the drop hit like a record. At bar 33, reset the drum group filter back to fully open. Instantly bring the bass back to full level, and make sure kick and snare are drier than the lift. That contrast is everything. On the drums group, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15 and be careful with boom. If you use boom, keep it subtle, and only if it helps. DNB subs can overload fast. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is just glue, not flattening. Now a quick tension check trick in Live 12 style. Temporarily put a utility on the master and set width to 0, just to check mono. If your lift disappears in mono, it means your emotion is mostly stereo reverb and ping-pong delay. Add a mid-focused element, a more mono vocal, a filtered break tease, or a pad layer that has a strong center. Let's also talk about the biggest transition mistakes so you can avoid them right now.